Joining us for further analysis on the market scene is Southern Cross Capital's Kobus Borgita. Kobus, always a pleasure. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, Kobus, maybe we can start off by talking about just how markets look. We do see red screens coming out of Europe, but also bleak in South Africa, except for a few of our resources 10 counters. What could be driving this performance this morning, afternoon?
Well, I suppose we have two major themes over the last couple of days, which is, of course, the U.S. debt ceiling warnings of what could be deemed a technical default if they run out of cash, which Yellen is now saying could happen by the 1st of June if this issue isn't resolved. And, of course, you know, partisan standoffs, meaning that each side is looking for the other side to blink. Some expectations reasonable, some expectations ridiculous. Well, let's not get into U.S. politics. The other side is the recovery in China, not going quite as planned. Ultimately, the government there essentially said they were expecting 5% GDP growth, which at one stage looked optimistic and then looked pessimistic. But ultimately, that's what they've posted. And now the market is concerned that this whole thesis around the grand reopening and the pent-up demand, which was, you know, something was supportive of markets globally, was maybe this isn't going to be quite as quick as the market had expected. I think we're still obviously expecting a major recovery, but maybe not as quickly as was priced into equity markets.
It's very interesting.
And that's ultimately what's driving this. I guess offsetting that is the NVIDIA results, which is dragging up the NASDAQ futures enormously. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting when the US opens how they post. But like you said, for the markets that are open at the moment, it's basically red across the board.
Now, Kobus, I do believe that, SA companies, JC listed companies, especially with operations that are facing South Africa, so are not diversified, are really, really battling right now. There's a huge sell-off. It is also cheaper than they have been in a long time. Would you say then it is a good time for equities, or is that only for people who have a long-term view in terms of their investing?
Look, I have to say, and I'm pretty sure Faye's forces me to say, that you should only ever buy equity with a long time horizon.
Okay.
Because equity comes with risk. Mm-hmm. So, so yes, absolutely. Look, I mean, choose your poison in terms of your underlying asset allocation. Mm-hmm. I certainly think South African bonds are a bargain at the moment. Deutsche overnight upgraded their view on South African bonds from what was a buy to a convicted buy, as in, you know, I can buy it with conviction as opposed to just buying it now. So so there's certainly a lot of value there, but absolutely, when they sort of, when times are tough and shares are beaten down, that's precisely when you should be buying for the long haul. So I wouldn't say, you know, we tend to take the short-term view, and that tends to be the nature of the commentary, what's happening today, what's driving prices today. But absolutely. You know, if you had capital to deploy and you were able to not look at that envelope, now would be a good time to get into equity. And as you've pointed out, the local stocks are beaten down. But if we look at the top 40, I think in excess of 60% of their earnings are made offshore anyway. Mm-hmm. So even buying local stocks, you do actually have access to an incredibly diversified basket of earnings. JSE is a nice place to invest from that perspective, despite all the pessimism around the listings that we've seen and the poor ratings and now guys trying to pursue listings elsewhere. For precisely that reason, it makes it a nice location for investors, because AngloGold Ashanti is going to go list in the US because they're going to get a better rating, which means they're going to be more expensive. It's going to be a more expensive entry point. I'd rather buy it here and get it for cheap. So from that perspective, yes, it's always a good time. Well, not always, but I would say perhaps it is a decent time to upweight your investments.
Then, Kobus, on the results front, we can maybe start with Life Healthcare. You know, they've gone on to declare a dividend despite increased finance costs. And it's a high interest rate environment. So a company coming out telling us about high finance costs, nothing to be concerned about. What do you think?
Oh, look, they've been acquiring quite aggressively. So the gearing is impressive. Their net debt to operating profit is 4.9. That's high. For comparison, Netcare is around 2.4, which is why you're seeing, oh, excellent operational performance. You know, the whole thesis around people coming back and doing elective procedures, the same thing we've observed in the tourism space, which you talked about earlier. We've observed in the outpatient space. They have benefited from that. And on top of that, this alliance acquisition has done very well for them, or has done well in this period. That's the European-based diagnostics business. They're further doubling down on the renal business. They bought a substantial operation locally. So they are investing for the future. I wouldn't say these are distressed levels of debt by any means. And then the collection issue you mentioned, that certainly hurt them. That really hurt them on an operating profit level. That's obviously being sorted out and it'll come out of the wash. To be, I mean, precise, it wasn't really there. It doesn't look like it was their fault. It was whoever does their outsourced billing that had a systems failure, which means that for that period they couldn't collect. And when you don't collect, you know, things just get rolled forward. People don't magically, you know, pay the bill the day you sent it to them, once you've sent it 3 or 4 weeks late. And on top of that, we have the VAT settlement, which I'd like to get a bit more color on. Clearly, they and SARS had a disagreement, and maybe they met each other halfway. So those are sort of once-off events that suppress this set of results. The interest rate, that's obviously, you know, not as once-off, but ultimately a decent set of results, and the share has performed well over time. So even though this, over the last 6 months at least, so even though this correction looks quite painful, the market is resetting expectations a bit. It's not like it's been a bad thesis. And then on top of that, we've got an unsolicited offer for that alliance business. So they are considering it. They haven't really given any color on how attractive the deal is. It's for their stake, but I believe they own 95% of that business. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, they've doubled down management so hard on exploring growth through this avenue. They'll have to be, you know, there'll have to be a good price for them to accept, you know, cutting off that growth and obviously ideally releasing that capital to shareholders. But we need to know more still. And they do seem at least to be seriously considering it.
Okobus, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I think we'll catch up next week. I think I'm certain of that. Have a great week further, and thank you for your time and insights. It really is always a pleasure. And that was your Midday Markets Update with Southern Cross Capital's Kobus Borgita.